As I stated, not knowing that she was making $5 a week at that particular time, I thought mother was making serious money because we was warm, we was fed, we had a roof over our head, and it appeared that she could do more when I was growing up with $5. Than I can do making $25,000
or $30,000. Let me ask you, do you feel, from your own opinion, not having asked anyone else, do you feel that at that time, when you were growing up, that blacks were a little closer to each other and the strength that was exhibited by being close possibly have gotten us where we are today because of closeness? When I say closeness, I'm speaking of faith. Not just what we did as a people by ourselves, but the faith that we had.
Well, we didn't have anything else but faith, because many times we did not know where our next meal was coming from. Many times we did not know how we would get to and fro. All we had was faith. What has happened in this world that have become so technical, this world has become so computerized, this world that have begun to offer more and more dollars for what you can do, is a thing that began to divide us. The dollar have become so important that we forgot how to live, and we're too busy trying to make a living. And that thing have began to divide us. But in the day when we didn't have the money, the finances, all we had to depend on was the Lord. That's why the Psalms have said, if it had not been for the Lord on our side. And when we look back, we have to say, God of our weary years kept us. He kept us. Because we were a people in America, oppressed, but yet we were not cast away. God used black folk to keep America in check, that He still existed. And speaking about religion, we're going to have to realize that it's just lately black folk have realized that our own religion grew out of white theology. Even today, white theology is trying to tell black folk how to live. But the thing that is happening is that we have begun to read. As you see our library, we have become educated, and some of us still believe in that God that our parents believed in, and we still have the faith. And that is why persons such as yourself, the ministerial lines, is trying to recapture that history so that our children will not be lost in the technological world that they're going to have to faith that has no meaning, no mission, and no message, and God is not a word to be used, but computer have become the main word.
Okay, I guess this may be the last thing, unless something comes out of your answer. Can you remember any outstanding occurrence during the time you were growing up, something that shook your area, the nation, or whatever, that you can remember?
In the community, let's go within the community first. That was one of our friends that we had, the first dead body that I seen other than visiting at the funeral home was a friend by the name of Jerry Wayne. He was out fishing and he got drowned, and we all ran out to the bay to see what had happened, and we had an opportunity. I don't guess an opportunity, but we saw them pull him up out of the water. That shook the community. That shook me, and it's still with me today. In that little area that I'm talking about, in the city of Shreveport, one of the things that stands out is that the school that I had an opportunity to teach at, by the name of Booker T. Washington High School, was a predominantly black school, very, very instrumental in blacks becoming motivated. That the police department back in those days raided that school and rode horses up into the school and beat the children with sticks and chains and sick dogs on them. And that was the only school that we had, and that school was like 5 miles away from our home, and kids ran 5 miles home. It was back in the 60s when all of the various ridings that was going on all across the country during the Birmingham riots, it looked like it was a carryover to every major city and to wherever the stronghold that blacks were. Looked like it was a planned thing, that if Birmingham was a ripple effect, when Dr. King was just throughout the South, and we experienced that. Then, as a nation, I remember the Kennedy assassination. I remember a Robert assassination. I remember Malcolm's assassination. And my philosopher, my mentor when it comes to reading philosophical essays and papers, is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I remember that assassination. And I can remember hearing the blacks in our community speaking negatively about Dr. King, and that he was trying to do good, and they blamed him for what was going on in the nation, with blacks being beaten the way they were being and dogs being put on people. And at the time, I was saying, well, maybe it was good that he got killed. Maybe this would stop the violence. But they was only speaking the sentiment of the whites that they worked for in their kitchen, at their gas station. They had been psychologically programmed to even go back into the community and talk about how bad Dr. King was, and it was a good thing that this man was dead. They said the same thing of Malcolm, of President Kennedy, of his brother Robert, and as children, we thought, well, maybe things would get better. And as a result, when we began to get to the point that we could understand what was happening, we found out that politics is not all what it cut out to be.
So,
we're going to
solve it. I believe that we could do a lot of talking, but then I am taking some of your time, and you have lots that you need to do, and I would like to end in the sense of speaking, because this will end at this time, but I surely have gotten from you information, especially from another, as it related to another state. And I can really agree with the thing that you've said, because I experienced similar things, and I know that this is true. But I do like the underlying word, that I would underline, faith. I have in the phrase, having faith, and continue. continuing faith. I appreciate this interview that you have allowed me to have with you, and possibly I might be one of the assignments.
Well, thank you for taking the time out and allowing me to be a part of what I hope is history in the making. And not only you, all I am and all I hope to be, I owe it to Christ Jesus. And I want you to realize that this has been very enriching to me, and I pray that the Holy Spirit is very pleased with what I have said and maybe help someone. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.